concept of figmentalism. That is, everything is imaginary. It helps to think of figmentalism as a concept at first to get a grasp of this new way of seeing your reality. We've been steeped in material slash realism for so long that we fully take for granted that there are real atoms and molecules making up the environment. Figmentalism questions this assumption. Believing in the real world is the concept of reality. Refusing to believe in it does not really seem like a concept at all. Design. Exploration of our reality reveals things that have a poetic content. Real things seem to be the product of design. And we could all say we would have made it that way when we appreciate some fine view. See celestial body relationships. Order. If material came first and evolved into this environment, how does its product show such rational order? The animals are so ideally represented, as are the insects, birds, reptiles, etc. Could this fine replication be simply put down to random creation from something unobserved? Order is what we expect and get, because we project that into it. See vaporeal projection in the terms area. Dream. We all have two basic states that we are aware of, stationary, sleep, and mobile, awake. And we seem to do a variety of dreaming in both. In both cases, our body of senses act as a barrier to the world we sense. They are the only things that allow us to see and feel the world we live in. The brain has no way of verifying reality and is actually there, but is well supported in this by consensus of others. The brain cannot taste salt, for example. All it can do is receive the sensation from the tongue that fits that description. Figmentalism states that the opposite is more credible. The brain imagines that it has a tongue in its body of senses and triggers all the necessary projections to believe it's experiencing taste. Theory of material slash reality supports figmentalism by being so incomplete and short of postulation beyond the Big Bang Theory. It is the dominant scientific theory about the origin of the universe. According to the Big Bang, the universe was created sometime between 10 billion and 20 billion years ago from a cosmic explosion that hurled matter in all directions. This event supposedly resulted from a super dense point of mass that underwent some cataclysmic change that began time and space as well. Scientists generally concur worldwide that this singularity was the birth of space-time, but generally hasten that the idea is very speculative. All of modern science is based on theory that matter existed long before any cognizant entity and would continue to exist even if we didn't. A fifth grader would ask, where did this material come from in the first place? And science has no answer for that question. There is also the problem of how space became available for the universe to both expand from and to. Damron Sore.